The data types in Java are very similar to C++. They come in two categories. One is your primitive data types. We call those built-in data types in C and C++. And objects. Objects being things that you define or that come predefined in the library. And they are made up of primitive types or other objects. The primitive types are practically identical to what you're used to in C, with the major difference that they are of equal size on all platforms. An int is the same size no matter where you go, because it is being translated and interpreted by a Java virtual machine. So you don't have to worry about differences of your platforms. The operators are pretty much identical as well in C and Java, except since there are no explicit pointers in Java, you don't have to worry about pointer operations. And so there's no things like the unary star operator for indirection. There's no ampersand operator for taking an address. And there's no arrow for getting at a member of a structure through a pointer. Casts work in the same way as they do in C. The syntax is the same. They're actually a little safer, though. They actually do runtime checking to make sure that the cast is valid. Now, it turns out that in addition to the primitive types, you know, things like int and long, there are also what we call object wrappers. That is, they are class types. They are true object classes. And they basically allow you to take these built-in types like int and float and double and use them in contexts where objects are required. That does happen from time to time in Java, but we will not see an example here.